How important has the classical work been in inspiring and directing the non-classical work, and vice versa?
That's a very good question. I think it's quite interesting, actually, that quite often I start writing a poem which I think is going to be completely non-classical and ends up being classical or having a classical edge to it. And I was just thinking, because I was thinking about the word for sorry for this afternoon, and there's a poem in there about visiting the war graves in Gallipoli, and at the very end we come back to the Latin dictionary, which I didn't really know I was going to do when I started writing it. It's difficult. I'm not quite sure.
Do you think that's happening because of associations in your own poetic imagination and sensibility?
I think the way I've expressed it before is to say that classical, not language, but classical images, classical themes, classical metaphors, classical poetry are, for me, the vocabulary with which I write. And so quite often, even when I'm not thinking that I'm going to be writing that, that vocabulary comes back, and it has sort of, over the years, become that way. I mean, and obviously, clearly...